From ancient sea, from the first appearance of Jah, visibility was the ancient art of Rastafari. Many ancient druids and wizards, wizards, would make the utterances of Ras. Meaning Templar, high region of the mental institution. Rastafari and also we have the ability, credibility to be like the Almighty. Now move as I call him Jah Chi.
This is Reverend Bookburn, starting in about 1 or 2 minutes. The Reverend is in, is starting in 1 or 2 minutes. Tape. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. This show is called The Reverend Is In. You are hearing the end of On the Front Lines with Selecta Census Star, which I always say wrong because I'm a person who was electronically transformed. They switched brains just before Reagan died, so I have Reagan brain and tend to fuck up these kinds of things. But now The Reverend Is In is starting. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight, we have a very special show full of very special revelations. Tonight, the theme is The Rev Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code. And there's going to be a lot of Pinch Me related revelations and a lot of songs with clues pertaining to the code that you're going to hear in every set, especially the third set tonight, and all kinds of great shit turning after a couple of weeks, and so lots of tunes, and of course we have a Da Pinch Me code to crack, and we're not only going to crack the code, we're going to code the crack, and we're going to start with Eno doing Here Come the Warm Jets.
Oh,
girlfriend.
Yeah. You can't afford no ring. I should be wearing white and you can't afford no ring.
I'm Jimmy Carlack. I'm the Indian of the group.
What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? Think I'll just drop out. I'll go to Frisco, buy a wig, and sleep on Owsley's floor. Walk past the wig store, danced at the Fillmore. I'm completely stoned, I'm hippie and I'm trippy, I'm a gypsy on my own. I'll stay a week and get the crabs and take a bus back home. I'm really just a phony, but forgive me cause I'm stoned. Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco. How I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you, Frisco. I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you.
my hair is getting good in the back.
Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street. Go to San Francisco.
Gotcha. First I'll buy some beads, and then perhaps a leather band to go around my head, some feathers and bells, and a book of Indian lore. I will ask the Chamber of Commerce how to get to Haight Street and smoke an awful lot of dope. I will wander around barefoot. I will have a psychedelic gleam in my eye at all times. I will love everyone. I will love the police as they kick the shit out of me on the street. I will sleep. I will go to a house. That's what I will do. I will go to a house where there's a rock and roll band, because the groups all live together. And I will join a rock and roll band. I will be their road manager. And I will stay there with them, and I will get the crabs. But I won't care, because...
Concentration moon over the camp in the valley. Concentration moon. Wish I was back in the alley with all of my friends still running free, hair blowing. American way, how did it start? Thousands of creeps killed in the park. American way, try and explain. Scam of a nation, live the same.
Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group.
Concentration moon over the camp in the valley. Concentration moon. Wish I was back in the alley with all of my friends still running. Growing out every hole in me.
American way, threaten my eyes. Drag a few creeps away in a bus. American way, prisoner lock. Smash every creep in the face with a rock. Don't cry, gotta go bye bye. Suddenly die, die. Cop kill a creep.
Thank you. neighbors. No one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again, because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation, and I assure you your modest pledge will be used to censor TDM radio, ban questionable books, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans hedonistically indulge in masochistic submission to rhythmic music, or with your monetary support, there is...
Right now, setting in.
Can't you see what we believe? Our thoughts and our reasons to the fact and liberty. Happiness we cannot taste. Because the truth of a mighty voice of our desire, real choice. I am in the chase of love. Thanks and serve with one small prop. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. If we should God in Jesus Christ, religious love is sacrifice. Not for God is shown cash. Don't accept, fill our trash. And repent that we receive our money, God needs. Build a $1 million church, money spent on God's search. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. TV, God can heal, a certain voice he cannot feel. Not for money and God's name, but it's just not what TV gave. Money spent on God's church. Money spent on God's church. Money spent on God's church. Voice of God is government. 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 The what we say on the
Now the microphone is on. You heard two tracks on Bad Religion. Bad as hell. That hung up. Hoon the Peace and Concentration Moon. The Dixie Chicks did White Trash Wedding. Because of some kind of technical problem, the station being crashed or whatever. So, if the show is on or off, plus miscellaneous rantings and raves, they will be at reverendbookburn.com. And shows, including some of the best ones ever, like Deprogram America, and I believe one of the Spanksgiving shows, and one of the birthday shows, etc. And an old Palm and Stroke Sunday show. But tonight, we have a very special show, because the Reverend was blessed with multiple revelations. Tonight the theme is The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, and we're going to deal with that in a bit. Forthcoming shows are Technologue, as well as about a dozen, like Logically Fitting and Crisis Permitting. We're off next week. So that's right. This year, there is no Memorial Day show. No celebration of memories. So Memorial Day is canceled. We're off next Sunday, returning in 2 weeks on the 4th. And the theme will be Hookergate, which is a very funny scandal, a very true scandal, and of course the juiciest scandal of the war criminals in the Bush regime, and with sex workers and military contracts and Congress people and Bush regime people and on and on, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. 2 weeks, June 4th, Hooker Gate. And one we're on June 11th, the theme will be Rattle Cry, as in a baby's rattle. And Rattle Cry is about an event called Battle Cry from an organization known by a number of names, including Teen Mania or Ron Luce Ministries. Note the name, Luce. And we're going to deal with that extensively. The Reverend is friends with the people who do the AcquireTheEvidence.com site, which is the result of 10 years of heavily dogging and researching these people and going to all their events and stomaching a hell of a lot more than the Reverend could stomach with these fucking people. And AcquireTheEvidence.com. So it's going to be informative, but we're also going to have a lot of fun and humor with Rattle Cry on June 11th. And off the week after that, and returning on June 25th. And on June 25th, we are going to mark 1 year of the passing of the Reverend's friend and the producer of The Reverend Is In for 4.5 years, Marlon Solar. It'll be a memorial tribute to Marlon Solar 1 year later, and we'll have a full update on Herman the cat, who was Marlon's cat at one point before he became the Independent Media Center live-in caretaker. And Herman the cat now lives with DeMonica and Reverend Bookburn, and he is Mr. Fat Cat now, and happy, healthy, purring, lots of loving in this very, very animal-friendly household. So, full updates on Herman, memorial tribute to Marlon, the great engineer, as he was known as, and a lot of tunes, including many tunes that were loved by Marlon and Reverend. Okay. And whenever we return after that, at some point in July, a newly thought up themed show that will be called Res Erection. And the Reverend was given promotion June a week later, right? Both of the resurrection, which of course is from the root word erection. And we're going to do a themed show pertaining to that when we do Res Erection. And listening to that show for you book burners will definitely be a growth expense, no matter what your origin or orientation or natural or human-made state of being happens to be. And we'll have a lot of fun. Resurrection coming in July. And see, if somebody laughs, then that makes me laugh. So, no laughing in this room, please. Thank you. All right. Oh, there's way too much shit. Tonight is The Reverend Cracks the Pinch Me Code. And I wanted to share that with you right away because these revelations have been the cause of the dresses of pedophile priests to curl up. They have been the cause of fundamentalist why moaning in tongues. So it's time to crack the code and code the crack. And, oh, we hear the over-volumed sirens of sexual dysfunctionaries who are overcompensating by abusing not just their loved ones, but in entire communities, so we have to pray for them. Lord, please make the sexually dysfunctional people who are overblasting their sirens in this beautiful Philadelphia neighborhood to heal and regain function, to gain it for the first time if they never had it. Please let them learn ways to self-gratify so that they can become slightly closer to stable and losing the impulse to abuse an entire city. We pray to thee, Lord. Thank you very much. Okay, the Da Pinch Mead and the spirit can assure you that the itineraries people or comes in a variety of form. It has come in a lot of songs, and a lot of the songs tonight are going to also contain bits and pieces of the code. Of course, the songs by Frank Zappa from We're Only In It for the Money CD, one of the versions of We're Only In It for the Money, and the Eno song alone already tells you that we're about to get lots of codes, bits of the code in songs. We're going to play another set in a few minutes, and then a third set that's going to be nothing but clues for the code. And I'm also going to just verbally tell you both the sources of the code as well as the content. Now, as you know, unlike Pat Robertson, unlike Osama bin Laden, unlike the latest pedophile queen at the Vatican, the one that's alive now, unlike Jerry Falwell, unlike Fred Phelps, Fred Phelped me up, unlike all these assholes on television, the Reverend does have a direct communication line with supreme powers everywhere. Yes, so God and Satan and confirms human and the Lord, and Severin believes that the people who do hallucinate angels and the people who do hear voices and the people who do receive divine commands and get to do that while running tax-free enterprises should not have all the fun. So we decided to hook up the one and only true direct line to these cartoon characters, and they have in fact responded and decided to use this show as a platform to communicate their messages. Now, the messages, of course, can't be spelled out because that would be too blatant and clear and obvious, and, you know, that would be too adult-like for these fucking, you know, masters of the universe. So it has to be in these weird-ass cryptic clues, snippets, fossils, song bits, backwards recordings, etc., etc. You know, because I guess when you have endless time and they sure don't work, then they can all this crazy shit, like sneaking in little clues and code here and there. But it is not for me to judge. It is only for me to decipher and relay it to you. Now, of course, I don't ask for money. So whatever your response to this, you can know that unlike these assholes like Roos all the anti-abortion leaders held to think of Ron Luther, who walk around deranged and raising money, adultery, etc., etc. The Reverend is not out for your money. The Reverend merely wants to communicate and stimulate. So we are going to come back after the second set, which is coming up in a couple of music, and we're actually going to review the actual contents of the Da Pinch Me code. All right, some news, some plugs, and then we'll get right into the second set. First, happy birthday to longtime book burner Leela Walla, which is coming up this week. And I was going to talk about this a lot, and at first I thought of funny stuff to say about it, but I don't want to say anything funny about it, even though I thought of funny shit all day. But very recently, we were at, I'm not making this up, you know, I'll make stuff up to try to be entertaining, but this is not made up. We went to, I think it's pretty fair and accurate, a redneck funeral, or a hillbilly funeral, or whatever words you want to use. And at first I'm thinking, oh wow, a redneck funeral and And she's not even saying wear a suit. You know, she's saying wear whatever you want. Like, just, you know, wear like a black button shirt and whatever. You know, you don't have to wear a suit. And so I'm thinking, oh, wow, there's certainly going to be some events here for the show. But it wasn't. I mean, it was very crowded. The clergy people, of course, provided entertainment. But after a while, I thought, there's nothing funny about this. You know, there's a lot of grieving people. And so we ended up being supporters and very actively involved in the thing the whole day at three different locations. But what came out of that and some of the speeches actually enhanced the Reverend's research into the Da Pinch Me Code and a good portion of the Res Erection show. So maybe down the road, we won't replicate this particular event out of respect for the people who went through this sad occurrence, but maybe we will replicate a kind of a event like this, or a kind of a religious propagandizing related funeral, because everything and everywhere, you know, was propaganda central. And the Reverend communicated for you longtime book burners around 4 years ago when baby Megan Bookburn in the extended family of Bloods passed away after being 10 days old. And the incredible balls and eggs of the people who ran that whole fucking circus show around her funeral, they were practically jumping up and down and talking in tongues, and they were practically making it like it was this grand coming. And all of these people and of music would pull up to say and home, it's just like a good news story. And so we're going to replicate that kind of bullshit in the future when the Reverend does a funeral, not for an actual person, unless it's a dickhead like Rush Limbaugh or Ann Coulter. Like, if one of them dies, okay, then we'll do a funeral like these more buffoonish funerals that the Reverend has been to. But other than that, we'll just replicate it just for the hell of it. Okay, I want to encourage people to consider, if you are a caffeine, and we are definitely caffeine fiends, buying Zapatista coffee. Now, I accept no ads. If you're a new book burner, I have never accepted a penny ever from anybody. If I plug it, it's because I either believe in it or think it's cool or think it's funny or think it's worthwhile or a good cause or even a good business or something that is worthwhile. And the Zapatista coffee is not only worthwhile, but they are in need of support because there are escalations of violence in this part of Mexico where the Zapatistas, the Caifás people, are creating autonomous communities and cooperative communities and new visions, alternative societies to the sick, barbaric ones they're used to. And they are under violent attack. And any way that they could be supported is definitely worthwhile. There's articles about it at Philadelphia's publication Defenestrator, which is defenestrator.org. And if you want to buy Zapatista coffee, which of course is fun, tasty, and it's coffee, you can get Zapatista coffee at Cafe Rebellion, Cafe Rebellion.com. And at least I'm pretty sure it's .com. It is. And really all the shit is at ReverendBookburn.com. But I still want to plug some of it anyway, because It's like you could plug the Zapatista coffee anytime, but, and I think I did mention it a few times here and there, but really, I want to encourage people right now, if you're ever going to get it, you know, get it as soon as possible, and support the people who are, of course, under violent attack from goons, mercenary, Rambo types, American trained and backed thugs, etc., etc. And you gotta check out the Reverend's friend Jello Biafra's music and spoken word label, Alternative Tentacles, alternativetentacles.com, because there's just too much incredible shit there. Such as, let's see, the Plastic People of the Universe CD from the 60s, CD tribute to Jack Kerouac, the official mixtape called Slam Bush, yet another Noam Chomsky DVD that is worthwhile entitled Distorted Morality, Horns and Halos DVD, which is about the writer who got banned and eventually driven to death, who wrote the book about George W. Bush called Fortunate Son, Horns and Halos DVD, and women punk band music festival entitled Clitfest 2004 on DVD. And let's see, a book about the draft, and this is very necessary, James Tracy's military draft book, and every question about the draft from today, not from the 60s, today, is in the military draft book. And of course, Ward Churchill's book on the justice of roosting chickens. This upset the power so much that he was practically vilified for writing the book, a book. And so you can make up your own mind about it. On the Justice of Roosting Chickens by Ward Churchill. All of this from AlternativeTentacles.com. And, of course, you can get the incredible Jello Biafra with the Melvins second music release, or either one of them. They are also worthwhile. All right, no more shit that's already at ReverendBookburn.com anyway. And one more. And the Reverend has published responses at Dr. Susan Block's blog about both Hookergate and, of course, the hilarious, laughable joke called Teen Virginity Pledges. She wrote great blog pieces about both, and then loved the Reverend's responses, and so she published them among all the other responses, and they are at drsusanblock.com/blog. All right, no more plugging. All right, so we covered the birthday. You're definitely going to hear some more clues in the next set. And let's see, I got to watch the time because the Da Vinci Me Code stuff itself is going to, you know, command a decent amount of time. All right, no reviews from Hippie John. Often we review films, and we got two full-length reviews after the Reverend requested that somebody review Syriana and Good Night and Good Luck. And Hippie John reviewed both of those films, loved both. They're long reviews, and we're going to save time and not read them. And the Reverend and Demonica saw Brokeback Mountain, and I thought I could review that. But even though she and I disagree on movies most of the time, we did agree on that one. It absolutely sucked. Incredibly stupid and pointless. It was okay, it was cool because it showed like the plight of gay people and things like that, but really it was like a stupid storyline, a stupid plot. You can't even hear these fucking whispers half of the time. Poorly made, slow as fuck for the first hour. it was like, for all the hype and all the raves, it just sucked the lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel. It was that bad. And I say that because people have lectured the Reverend about using the word suck as a negative, which I kind of agree with. So I thought, well, then let he or she who does in fact suck the lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel speak up in defense and say, how dare you say that sucks the lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel? And then feel free to give me a lot of shit for that. Well, if you want the reviews by Hippie John of Syriana or Good Night and Good Luck by Hippie John, the movie expert, write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org, and they can be forwarded to you, but I'm not going to read them. And you already know what I think of Brokeback Mountain. Ugh. And of course, the DaPinch Me Code is now a blockbuster. That's not a reference to that pitiful asswipe right-wing supporting horrible video store chain, but blockbuster in terms of a popular new release, because people love that kind of, even that retarded TV show Numbers is popular. So I don't know. I thought it was more fun when you were looking for shit on the backwards replaying of Beatle records. Now that was where the real fun was. But anyway, we did crack the DaPinch Me Code, and we're going to share that with you. And you're going to hear some of that in the forthcoming songs, but not this next one. This next one is by Michael Hurley, and it is entitled National Weed Growers Association.
Oh, we plant the seed, and then we grow the weed, and we pull the weed, and we sell the green. We trade some off for kerosene, that's cold juice, boy. When you grow the weed, you gotta hide it away. Young drunk punks will steal it today. If it ain't them punks, it's the authorities pulling my weed and stepping on my peas. So we plant the seed early in the spring. We fertilize with anything, and we haul the water if the rain don't fall. A call on us. It's against the law. We know, we know. You ain't shitting. Ho, ho, ho. But in nature's law, we know, we know. It is written. Grow, grow, grow. In the hills of it's the poor man's high. In the streets of D.C., it's a rich fool's buy. Now I know it's good herb for you and I. You know I wrote this song while I was high on the weed. If you puff the weed, you're nothing but a slave. Snake charmer school, and the charm school for snakes. A bunch of torpid vipers was laying round shit face. Thank you.
Creek heads. And then
I'm a velvet exchange, do you know what I mean? My love gun's loaded in my sights. Big game is waiting there inside of tides, yeah. Big bottom, big bottom. Talk about mud flaps, my girl's got 'em. Big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind?
Destruction. Although we have not found our files of weapons of mass destruction, and it is This is Tim from Sugar. If you're feeling down, depressed, and suicidal, please know that help is just a private phone call away. Pick up the phone and call a peer counselor at 1-877-YOUTH-LINE. That's 1-877-968-8454. The calls are confidential.
Fire!
Channel me, Lord. Channel me, Lord, so that I can reveal the code to the people who are willing to buy books and go to movies to look for these secret codes so that they can enhance their indulgence in superstition and mythology. What would you have me reveal? I am the Lord, and I want to say that people of Earth have misunderstood me when I said I want to get nailed. I was trying to convey to people that I thought Mary Magdalene had a very hot set of feet. There are reasons why I posed for future sculptists in a towel. I still get a holy hoard on. I see Angelina Jolie. In fact, I will jack myself off and cause snowfall. That is the origin of the expression, thy kingdom come. But the code is carefully encrypted in a frequently hidden source within the folded wrinkles of the human rectum. That's right, the code is revealed in Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh's asshole and a select handful of other people. And one of the things that I have encrypted into the code is that I want the people of Earth to also experience the joys of getting nailed, the joy of enjoying a good set of feet, and of course, coming like snowfall. I want humans to learn the acts of self-gratification. There are reasons why I encourage male masturbation. For example, what if there was only a black painting canvas and no paint? You can see the obvious solution squirting before your eyes before the artist is caught white-handed. The reason I encourage female masturbation is because of my deep appreciation and fondness for my green vegetation. No, not the good ganja kind, although that too, but my appreciation for the cucumber. I have loved the arts throughout time, and now I have a particular fondness for death metal music. And I want people to know that Ann Coulter, Bill O'Reilly, Pat Robertson, Ralph Reed, the Pope, past and present, and Fred Phelps are dingleberries of the human body. I bless all abortion doctors and every procedure they perform. I want to convert America's weapons of mass destruction into big missile pleasure toys for my daddy's ass. It is my will for all white supremacists to roll around nude in a big interracial multi-gender oil wrestling festival. It is my will that the entire Bush family of at least three generations going backwards from that current fuckhead in the White House who illegally got there twice, and the previous two generations, shall have a very special place. Like Hitler, and Nixon and Reagan and the Contras, Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed and the Cardinals, the three generations of Bush family members shall have a very special place as eternal shit shovelers in fiery fields. Thus are the primary secrets of the Da Pinch-Me code. For in fact, you need to pinch to obtain the code. Not a cruel, overly pain-inflicting pinch, but a gentle, more loving, playful pinch. And the closer you pinch to the source of the code, the wrinkles of the human asshole, the more you will attain enlightenment. You heard The Fall of Troy doing Wacko Jacko Steals the Elephant Man's Bones. Under Oath did I Don't Feel Very Receptive Today. Tim Pagnotta did a public service announcement for the Take Action Subsidy National Helpline Help for Suicide telephone line that is for free 24/7 from anywhere in North America. Adam Bomb Pocket Knife did Immigrant Song. Enon did White Rabbit. Neil Young did Let's Impeach the President from his brand new CD Living with War. Spinal Tap did Big Bottom, and started off with Michael Hurley doing National Weed Growers. It's been a long show. National Weed Growers Association. And the Reverend has definitely been without sleep for too long, but in a good way. This is where Bookburner Show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. The theme is The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch-Me Code. And you just got some very precious and priceless information that is available, I can assure you, at no other source. So it is worth it to come here coughing and sleepless and overly fucked so that I can tell you the secrets of the Da Pinch-Me code, or at least some of them, because you're going to get some more in the upcoming third set of songs, and the playlist will be posted in about a week at reverendbookburn.com. And yes, this show is being recorded. I don't know if it's going to go on the webpage, but the recording here at Rita is the majority of the time fucked up and non-functional. However, there is at least one book burner who can be counted on to record and preserve shows, and hopefully the revealing of the Da Pinch-Me code is being recorded and preserved for future human history, and how that will translate into availability to you, I'm not sure. And we will maybe put it on the webpage, but I'm not sure. because I learned there's limited space, because I sent about six more shows and they said there's not enough space for that. However, once again, happy birthday to Leela Walla. The Reverend sends healing and hang in there vibes and prayers to the Lord, to everybody from the Redneck Funeral that we went to. And I'm laughing because it just sounds like I'm making a joke, even though I'm really not. And of course to Murgatroyd Productions from Murgatroyd.org for undergoing some legal and miscellaneous other issues require special strength and support. Okay, and of course, be sure to tell me when it's your birthday, or there's a new birth, or a death, or a wedding request, or request for exorcism, or reverse exorcism. And there is a request for one of those, but they're far away, and they'll have to travel to be on the show and bring their kids. So, let's see. Once again, we're on the air in 2 weeks for Hooker Gate, but not next week. And I am really sick of talking already. So, let's see. Please check out commongroundrelief.org because they stand out, and even though they're at the webpage, I want to say something about them. I read about them in Fifth Estate publication, which, if you're a Philadelphia book burner, is at Wood Books and Records on Fifth Street between South Street and Lombard. Collectively run, incredible music, political books and publications, CDs, DVDs, t-shirts, stickers, buttons, and Zapatista coffee. And in that issue of Fifth Estate, it talked about how, on the one hand, there was the colossal failure of government from FEMA to Bush to local yokels, and this one collective, non-authoritarian group of activists / humanitarians opened a clinic called Common Ground Relief, and their incredible project is online at commongroundrelief.org, and it is just inspiring as hell. And so wanted to give them a mention, even though they are on the website. And if you missed earlier, Brokeback Mountain Bites is overrated, I believe, in a lot of hip circles and movement circles or whatever. It's said to be cool and sensitive and whatever, but it's really such bullshit. The first hour just drags. Anyway, so let's get back to the secrets of the code. We're going to play several sources of the code. It plus one song is a tribute to the month of May being National Masturbation Month. We always celebrate that on The Reverend Is In, and I didn't even know May was National Masturbation Month, and still month. The Reverend Radio of all that but it is. And so Dr. Susan Block, the Dark Lady, Laura Riskell, handful of others, usually do events, some of them called Masturbate-a-thons, which are online at masturbateathon with hyphens between them, masturbateathon.org. And Dr. Susan Block, of course, has great writings and shows of her own on the subject, including her great Masturbation is Sex with Someone You Love. And so we're going to play a song for National Masturbation Month as well by the A's, live at Emerald City in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, from 1980. And we'll also play several tracks to reveal more of the DePinch Me Code, sitting with the Bonzo Dog Band doing the intro and the outro.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. and Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. And specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunicum as himself.
Hello there. Oh, hello there.
Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. A great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Two little kings playing a game. They
Toronto. Start.
Song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs.
We'll be right back.
you. This is something from our new album.
So in case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here, the mother, the father, and the baby, right here in Pensacola. And I think there's two things wrong what happened to this doctor. Now look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Why don't we abort the mother once in a while? Now look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Gun control is being able to hold it steady and hit the intended target. That's gun control. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. If you don't understand my position on abortion, see me later. I'll try to clarify it for you. I said, well, there should have been a trial first. Nobody should be shot without a fair trial. And draw a marble to see who gets killed. Let's put a whole bunch in there for a president, and let's make it, you know, a good lottery. We've had several abortion clinics blown up, and several doctors shot and killed that were performing abortions. Okay? And I don't think Jesus would do it that way either. I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. One marble, and it'd say baby. One will say mother, and one will say father.
I'll bet you'll speak with an accent like you.
Let's put one more in there for doctor, and another one there for governor. And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. So in case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here. The mother, the father, and the baby. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? Why don't we abort the mother in a while?
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying...
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up as well. Sunday, May 21st, 2006 at RadioVolta.org. First, the runner-up. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is from the Democratic Party in the USA, Howard Dean. Howard is a spineless, ballless little shell of a human crawling along like the earthworms, slithering forward and attempting to pander to the far right and religious right, people who still hold on to hope for the Bush regime. Specifically, the spineless turd Howard Dean has announced, factually inaccurately, that the Democratic Party platform says that a marriage is exclusively between a man and a woman, sounding, of course, like George W. Corporate Ho, Enron stooge, war criminal, theocratic, Taliban wannabe, piss-poor impersonator, a Forrest Gump Bush. And rather than even appearing to be viable opposition, pandering to the same motherfuckers, while the world wakes up to Bush and even the Disney-esque people who are duped by the corporate media known as Americans are increasingly, even them, increasingly waking up to the realities of the Bush regime, Howard Dean acts as if he is straight from the theocratic and far-right camps that still hold on to their Bush worship and not the pleasurable kind of Bush worship. Where is our fart sounds? We have to have fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. I'm sorry. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. The pre-recorded fart sounds from the late Marlon, the great engineer. So, Howard Dean, you are the runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that somebody has to be even lower to get such a special designation. But tonight, we have that someone. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Reverend Ron Luce, which is a very interesting last name, Luce, spelled L-U-C-E. Ron Luce is the head of ministries, including Acquire the Fire. How hot is that? Teen Mania and Battle Cry Events. The author of the Stealth Evangelism Guide. The creator of the God Has an Army video, which promotes militarism and violence and force to convert people to his form of Christianity. And while on the surface pretending to be apolitical, is actually among the most hardcore of the theocratic right, in league with Jerry Falwell, Ralph Reed, Pat Robertson, Tim LaHaye, and the rest of the fucking zoo full of such creatures. Ron Luce, we will deeply expose you and have a good time in the process when we do the Rattle Cry show on June 11th. And you are Asshole of the Week. Definitely heard enough of that. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. Mick O'Brien did the parody Abortion Doctor Lottery. The A's did Teenage Jerkoff. Galaxy 500 did Cheese and Onions from the Tribute to the Ruddles release. Big Mess Orchestra did Smoke on the Water. The Monkees did Zor and Zam. And started off with the Bonzo Dog Band doing the intro and the outro. This Reverend Book Burner show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme has been The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code. It has been a lot of fun exposing the Da Pinch Me Code, and we are going to return in 2 weeks, not next week, but in 2 weeks on June the 4th, when the theme will be Hookergate. Yes, by far the juiciest of the Bush regime scandals. We'll have fun on June 4th, Hookergate. June 11th, Rattle Cry. And we'll have fun with Reverend Ron Luce and the Teen Mania Ministries. That's June 11th. Then off a week. And then on June 25th, we will do the memorial tribute to Marlon Solar, known on this show as Marlon the Great Engineer. 1 year later, updates on Marlon, the late Marlon's cat, Herman, with whom I live. And in July, we'll do the Res Erection Show. And all kinds of fun updates always at reverendbookburn.com, as well as old shows for free. And we will be back for Hookergate. Remember the secrets of the code that you learned tonight and pass them on. And any details that you need, I will happily email them to you. Write Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And you can get all of the information you need to send to people who may have been confused by the movie or the Wing Nuts responses to the movie. And we will get you the information that you need to share with them. Let's play a couple of tunes and then get out of here. This is Super Chunk. Street. He sends out a rumor, but to find love.
your cell phone, your wallet, your time, your ideas, no barcode, no party, no ID, no beers, your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears, no SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here, your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls, we want,
we want your soul.
Your fats, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field, or some toot. We'll show you dream, we'll show you school, we'll buy you drinks, we'll pay your food. We'll sell you crap, we'll charge you debt. Wanna buy big guns, we'll drop the cash. Your love, your dreams, your checkbook, your essence, your sweat, your screams, your security, your sobriety, your innocence, your society, yourself, your place, your distance, your space.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up. Shut up. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
Here's Mackers, here's Britney, here's cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some older. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life, from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshakers, blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wax, here's football shirts, here's baseball caps, here's live talk shows, here's video games, here's cola light, here's tin morning, here's filter tips, here's college milk, here's all night long, here's plastic hair.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here's American Gladiators. Watch this. Shut up. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Here is American Gladiators. Here is 56 channels of it. Watch these pituary retards bang their fucking skulls together and congratulate you on living in the land of freedom. Here you go, America. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free.
No lefties, no loonies, no opinions, no way. No thinkers, no teachers, no facts, no freaks, no skaters, no tweakers, no truth, no sun. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wax, here's football shirt, here's baseball caps. Here's very long infomercials.
Rutherford.
You heard Superchunk doing Girl You Want, and after that, Freeland did We Want Your Soul. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch B Code, and that is the tail end. So we're going to see if we can get the studio working. Let's see. First, this goes down. And let's click on something. The Reverend is still technologically impaired, but not as bad as before.
Came home and you were on the phone with your girlfriend.